Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All righty, it's Wednesday morning, 9:21 our time now. You know, we are just under 2 weeks into this new year, so we're still setting and establishing and figuring out how we're going to meet our New Year's resolutions. One of them, that I think one of the things that people do this time of year is kind of look at their finances for the year ahead. Okay, how are we going to spend our money? How are we going to save our money? Joining us right now, the head of consumer and small business products at Bank of America, April Schneider. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What are your tips for people who want to set up some financial resolutions?
So I'd say there are three main tips that I'd share. And the first is to create realistic, actionable goals. The second is have the goals to be easy to measure and specific. If they're vague, it's hard to track. And then last, be sure to check in with yourself regularly. You may be surprised at what could change over time, even though you're the one in the driver's seat.
You mentioned being specific. How can you better define your financial resolutions? What are some questions we should be asking ourselves as we do that?
That's a great question. And speaking of them, I would say ask yourself where you want to be in the year financially. And I would say be specific. So do you want to establish savings for an emergency? Do you want to grow your current savings or do you want to pay down debt? And that would be the first layer. Then go deeper into the details. How much? And then how are you going to go about doing it? And then you need to review your spending patterns, look out for trends. And then once you identify trends, that's going to help you be more a conscious and careful spender. And what's really important is to make sure you are honest with yourself. What are you really willing to change? If you know you're not going to give up things like your daily coffee or going out to eat, don't even attempt to do it. Look for something else that you're going to be able to do, because financial resolutions are personal to your personality and to your budget. If it's going to be a grind for you, it's not going to work. It's just like any other resolution. It has to work for you.
Yeah, it's just like the health resolutions everybody makes. So I'm going to go to the gym every day. I'm going to cut out carbs. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. But it takes work. It doesn't just happen by itself.
You got it. It could be if you make it overwhelming for you, you're going to stop on the second week. You have to make it so that it's fun and you make little goals that you're going to meet over time.
Yeah, well, let's talk about goals. What are some of the goals that people are setting for themselves heading into this new year?
So a recent study we've done at Bank of America, we've seen that it's all about savings. I don't think that's surprising. So most people want to increase their current savings amount. So whatever they have, they want to save more. Then the next group of people want to save for retirement. And last, a full 25% of people don't even have an emergency fund. So if they had to make a repair on their vehicle, for example, they don't even have the money saved to do that. So that's really what the three main goals are for people in 2021.
Well, 2020 was a most unusual year, and really we didn't see it coming. A lot of people got caught off guard. How did that impact spending habits?
That's a great question, and it really did. Like you said, 2020 was just different, and because of that, people did change their behaviors a bit in how they spent. Another survey that we did showed that people spent less on non-essentials or things that we just didn't need. Part of that was traveling and dining out, and then almost a quarter of people started using credit and debit cards more often, which means physical cash less. That's not a surprise. We expected that to happen, but it just got really accelerated. And one thing I would say, if you're going to use a credit card instead of cash, get rewarded for it. We have a great one. It's called Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, and you could get 3% cash back on purchases in the category of your choice. So these are some of the things that I would recommend that's also going to boost some of your savings.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of really great tools out there. April, we appreciate you telling us about it. Where can people go for more information?
So I would recommend you go into bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. You could see all of the tools that we have, including Better Money Habits and Life Plan and all the products features that we offer.
All right. Sounds like a great plan. Happy New Year. Thanks, April.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
All right.